Coming up on Only a Game, veteran sports writer George Vesey examines World Cups, past and present. But first, Tori Merlino, 9 years old, swims competitively for a team called Phoenix in Sudbury, Massachusetts, just west of Boston. There we recently spoke. Tori's specialties are freestyle and breaststroke, and she remembers, she thinks, where she first learned to swim.
I might not have gone to the pool. We always go to our grandparents' house, so I started swimming like when I could walk.
You could walk.
But not like actual strokes, just doggy paddle and things like that. I kind of just like jumped into the water, and then I kind of just float and swam along.
On this particular recent weekday evening, Tori Merlino and teammates weren't doggy paddling. They were kicking hard through laps in an Olympic-sized pool as Tori's mom, Chantel Merlino, who's also one of her coaches, encouraged them.
Once they start to get tired, tell them to keep those legs going strong so that they can use them at the end of the race.
According to Tori, but for a knee injury, her mom would have made the U.S. Olympic team, which is what Tori wants to do. At least one of her teammates shares that aspiration.
I would like to be like my mom when I grow up. Because my mom was an Olympic swimmer.
That's Tessa Torres Hoffman, the 8-year-old daughter of Dara Torres, who began winning Olympic medals in Los Angeles in 1984 and didn't stop until she won 3 more in Beijing in 2008. Now retired from competitive swimming, Dara Torres is promoting a program called Swim Today.
Most parents enroll their kids in like soccer or baseballs or lacrosse or stuff like that. So we're just trying to get the word out there about how much fun swimming can be. And the other thing is you learn a lot from the sport.
Dara Torres herself began swimming for a YMCA team when she was 7. As she remembers it, her mother was not the swimming equivalent of a little league dad, or not exactly.
I mean, I don't even think my mom even knew my times when she'd go to swim meets. I mean, she was just kind of there cheering me on, had the video camera, and that was it. And then we'd go back and watch video, and I'd hear this loud screeching scream on the video, and I'm like, what is that? And that's my mom yelling. I didn't even think she's so petite, and I'm like, where did that come from, you know? So you can't help it. It's your child. You want to cheer them on, but I would never do anything that would embarrass her.
Torres' mother recently surprised her by sending a scrapbook from Dara's earliest swim meets. She was shocked to see that a lot of the ribbons were for finishing 4th, or 5th, or 9th. And no wonder, she's a great swimmer. Of course, even though she's a great swimmer, if Dara Torres were to wear all her Olympic medals into the pool, she would sink. They number 12. But it's not the 4 gold, 4 silver, and 4 bronze souvenirs Torres is thinking about when she's promoting swimming as a healthy choice for children.
Well, I've played soccer, I've played basketball, I've played volleyball, and I've never seen such camaraderie that I do on a pool deck. Even at the level, at the Olympic level, I mean, you hear the whole USA team chanting and cheering you on when you're on the starting blocks, and it really is, in that sense, very much a team sport. I mean, I've never experienced that kind of encouragement from teammates in any sport but swimming.
Ironically, the extraordinary longevity of Torres's Olympic career mitigated against the camaraderie she's promoting for others.
You know, I think as the years went on and I got a little bit older, I was so much older than the other kids on the team that it was hard to be like, oh, I'm going to call so-and-so up who was 15 and I was 41, you know? It's just that doesn't work. I keep in touch with some of the coaches who are more age-appropriate, but there are definitely relationships and friendships that I've developed over the years that I am cherished very much and will have for the rest of my life.
Given that Dara Torres was still competitive when the makeup of the U.S. team that would compete in London 2 summers ago was being determined, I couldn't resist asking her if she missed the sport, especially when she was watching Tessa compete.
People tease that we're going to be on the starting blocks together, but, I don't miss it. I think I finally got it out of my system, because I think if I really missed it, I might just be creeping back in there towards Rio. But when I got out of the pool after the 2012 trials and I missed the team by 9/100ths of a second, I was like, I'm done now, finally, and I can move on with my life.
Well, sort of done. Besides promoting the Swim Today program, Dara Torres is still working with some of the companies that sponsored her when she was on the Olympic team. She travels widely to give motivational speeches. She says she's always running around, quote, doing stuff with the 14-year-old twins who are her stepchildren. And then there's the time she spends at the pool with Tessa, that 8-year-old butterfly champ.
I would like to be like my mom when I grow up.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd want to hear that again. To view pictures of my visit poolside, to speak with Dara Torres and her young charges, please visit onlyagame.org.